Look, I love chatting to up-and-coming talent, Sari Abbott. We've had her on the show before. I think it was before Gympie Muster last year where she got to hit the stage there. Of course, a lot has changed since then, especially with the world and COVID. And Sari's back with a brand new single. Hopefully we'll get to hear it live in the studio. She's brought the guitar in. But last few months, Sari, what's it sort of been like for you and around the place?
So basically, since lockdown kind of started, I started doing a few lives on Instagram, Facebook, basically what a lot of the local musicians were doing.
Yeah.
And it was good. Like, it was, there was still so much support on there, especially from other musicians as well, because they, you know, understood how it was during that time. But it's kind of like calmed down a bit now and starting to get a few more gigs and stuff. But
well, it's probably good it's calmed down. You're in year 11, so you've got exams at the moment. You're coping
okay? Yeah, I think I'm doing all right. I've only got like 3 major exams because I've been doing some assignments. But,
yeah.
You've
got to do
those,
haven't
you? Yeah, it's pretty chill.
Tell us about this Take the Mic online competition. That was a few months ago, was it?
Only, I think, 1 month or 2 months.
Real recent, okay.
Yeah, so it was just like there were a few. You send in a video application, and I think you end up sending in like 2 or 3 video applications through like the different rounds and stuff. And then there was like a competition in Queensland, and you find out like who won from your state. And then it's still the same video that you send in from that and like final for the state, and then it ends up like turning out against all everyone's videos from the states, and that's who they choose for the winner.
And how did you go?
I came runner-up by 0.5.
Congratulations.
Pretty cool, but yeah, it was awesome.
And that leads to, what do you get offers from that, or is it just an awareness campaign?
Well, I think I loved it for the experience, especially just doing some online stuff. But I've had a few offers. I think the main prize was a recording package, and I got a message from the guy saying I'd be happy to, you know, do some recording and stuff. So it's pretty cool, like, just that, to be able to like meet people and talk to people like that about possibly recording. And it's good to know like that my music and my style is kind of like something that people are noticing.
Yeah, because you've done a lot of stuff around, you know, clubs around the place over the past, ever since I've known you, Sari Abbott. Just jump on your Facebook page and check that out. it probably hasn't been as busy, but you're still appearing. I mean, where in Hastings Streets do you normally do something?
I'm usually at Aromas, but they're not doing regular gigs at the moment, so I'll just be down there every, like, Sunday, every, like, month or so, I guess. I try and get in as much as I can, but, basically just playing around there, kind of some private gigs and stuff, but after exam block, I'm going to try and get a few more around town and stuff.
Well, talking about private stuff, St. Teresa's is the school you go to, and they've got a musical happening.
Yes, got a music showcase, only $10. For an adult, and if you're a student.
Oh, tickets for anyone?
Yeah, okay. Anyone. Okay. If you're a student, it's only $5. So
pensioners, even cheaper?
I don't know about that.
But anyone can turn up to the J. It's open to the public. I'm assuming you need the tickets because they've got seating arrangements and only so many people can
COVID
go in.
And stuff, yeah.
And you're the starring role in that musical, is it right?
I don't know about that one, but no, it's just basically to like grade people for their semester work and stuff. Yeah. But yeah.
See, you've also got a band.
Yes, Soul Collective.
Right, and your band gets to perform at this thing.
Yes, we're closing off.
So is your band different from the stuff you do solo?
Yeah, it's quite different. We're called Soul Collective, so we try stick to kind of like the soul, but we've kind of evolved. We do a lot of old songs with like 3-part harmonies. Yep. We've got 3 lead singers. We've got brass, we've got drums, electric,
oh, how big
piano.
Is this thing?
Yeah, we've got heaps. Like, we get violins to come in sometimes and stuff. Like, it's pretty cool. So it's like, it's great to be able to do something because I'm usually just playing by myself, so it's awesome to have, like, you know, people there to sing with and play with.
So do you like that you can stand back a bit in a band?
Yeah.
You just do your little bit, whereas when the sun spotlight is just on you, you feel the pressure. Although you've been doing it a while now, so is the pressure still there when you perform live?
It kind of comes just before I go on stage, and I'm on stage and I'm like, oh, this is back to normal again. So, yeah, it's after a while, it's kind of like, oh, yeah. But I know, I find it good to get nervous because then I kind of like, okay, I've got a job to do, you know, yeah.
You actually have a proper produced single that's out there now. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I've been recording with Nissa Ray. She's a local musician up in a studio down at, I think it's in Mullaney, her house, yeah. And it's been pretty awesome. Like, it's so cool because I did Tamworth with her and she kind of first heard my songs there, and they've kind of evolved so much more just because, you know, I know her and she's kind of played my, like, listened to my music. So she kind of, I guess, recorded it as to how she thought I would like
it. She gets you.
Yeah, she gets me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been pretty awesome doing that and I'm really happy with the finished product. But, yeah, it's on Apple Music, Spotify. I think you can even get it on TikTok. For all the kids out there.
Well,
iTunes, yeah,
I can't everywhere. Be bothered loading it up, so I hope you brought your guitar with you because I'd rather you play it live.
Yes, yes.
Okay, because TikTok, it's for the kids. I mean, you know. Oh, I know how you feel. All right, Sari, guitar's charged. You're ready to go. Here is Sari doing her Do It Again song, which is out, as she said, but live in the studio here at Zinc at 8:17.
I've been sitting here lately, thinking that maybe dreams really do come true. Go ahead and do it, put your heart into it, there's no stopping you. I say walk before you run, take it from me, hun, I'm not a girl like that. People say what they want to, but I've learned to turn my back. So I'm gonna write a song, don't ever get me wrong. Do my best without no rest, yeah, yeah, I'll do it. Do it again now, I'll never miss a beat. If I'm standing on my own 2 feet, jump into it and do it and do it. Do it again now. Never say never, nothing is forever. Yeah, I've been trying to tell you. Talk about the risk, but I think that you miss the opportunity in the way. Whoa. Yeah, I'm gonna write a song. Don't ever get me wrong. Do my best, I know rest. Yeah, yeah, do it. Do it again now. I'll never miss a beat. If I'm standing on my own 2 feet, jump into it. Do it and do it. Do it again now. When I look into the stars, I'm wondering if dreams still come true. When I look into the sky, I'm searching for something brand new. So I'm gonna write a song. Don't ever get me wrong. Do my best without no rest. Yeah, yeah, I'll do it. Do it again now. I'll never miss a beat. If I'm standing on my own 2 feet, jump into it and do it and do it. Do it again now. I'm gonna write a song. Don't ever get me wrong. Do my best without no rest. Yeah, yeah, I'll do it. Do it again now. I'll never miss a beat. If I'm standing on my own 2 feet, jump into it and do it and do it. Do it again now.
Sari Abbott, very well done. Very well done. Good job. Good job. 20 past eight. It's available on iTunes and also available through, I think, YouTube Music and all those different bits and pieces as well if you want to get hold of it. Now, we know Tamworth is cancelled for 2021, although Tamworth, you were a part of that, was it earlier this year?
Yeah, the start of this year. So that was awesome. We went down, I think, how long was the drive, Mum? Like 6 hours? 9 hours? I don't know. It was a long drive.
Your mum's your manager, driver. And
yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Mummager. But yeah.
Mummager, I like that. Mummager, yeah.
Yeah, we went down with a few mates and met some awesome people. That was an awesome experience.
And what did you get out of that? You got to perform and you also made more contacts?
Yeah, heaps of contacts. Mm. We like met people from New South Wales that we're quite close to. And just generally like meeting musicians your age, it's so good to like talk to people that kind of like, you know, doing the same thing as you. There's so many musicians on the coast, but there's so many different styles. And when you go to like a country music festival with people all playing country, it's like, you know, you can kind of talk about that and it's like similar, but it's cool. Yeah.
Probably still too early to put you in, you know, label you as a particular style, but I mean, do you like that country style? Do you like that storytelling type of music, or would you rather rock it out hard like your mum would love you to do?
Oh, I love a bit of everything. I love playing country and especially listening to it because it kind of takes you on a journey. But I don't know, I guess I kind of incorporate when it comes to my own music, just a bit of country and a bit of something else, because like, if I think if I focus on one thing, then I'll just kind of be like, oh, it needs a bit of this. Like, it sounds good when you kind of blend it.
You're making your mark everywhere, because I know we didn't have the Caloundra Music Festival this year, but you told me that, well, next year, 2021, you're on the bill, are you?
Yes, yes. Managed to score a gig there.
Wow.
A few.
That's going to be awesome, because, you know, if you're in Caloundra, you may as well stay for the weekend, or you may as well sit around the beach stage. That is really good to know that's locked away. So you're going through year 12 next year. You're going to finish that?
Yes, yeah. Finish off year 12.
Continue the music side of things, so you'll still collect what marks, you know, exaggerate that way? Or?
I think I'm going to do like kind of follow my gig pathway, and then I want to study law. So I think I'm going to use that to try and kind of get through next year, but also to get through uni. And, you know, you can never really plan music. So whatever happens, happens.
Have a fallback career.
Yeah.
Get on your Sari Abbott. Sari Abbott from Noosa. Check her out on Facebook, SARIABBOTT. You'll find her brand new song out there called Do It Again. Support her. She is fantastic. She's local and needs all the help we can give her.